Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought here at 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM. And we're podcast, and big day in our family, our little Charlie, a great-grandson. I know you can't believe I have one, but yes, I do. And turns 2 years old today. Gosh, I'm just thinking about 2 years ago. In 2020, and he was born January 15th, so it was before everything started to really hit us in regards to COVID, but it was a big day for us, and that made it a good thing happened to us in 2020. And they live up at Snow Country, and when Mark was flying in and out of here, I showed him, you know, pompous grandparents. No, but they live up in Snow Country, and he got for Christmas a shovel to have at home and one at his grandparents up there. And he's already into shoveling snow and right now thinks it's a lot of fun. So that's the way we started our day off here in the studio. I had to show off a little bit, and it's such a cute one. And he's very upset when he was reaching the shovel up to drop the snow into the big pile. The pile of snow is taller than he is. That not all of it came off the shovel. So a good, happy thing to start the day for us. And we found, of course, Fred and I watched it over and over and over. And when I need a big smile, I just turn on some of those videos. Really, in this day and age, even being away from family, you get to see your family a lot and keep up with the progress that, oh my gosh, those, isn't it amazing the progress infants make and how fast they're learning and soaking up everything. And so that's a good feel for today. That's one of my good feels today. And I mean, there's so many things that we want to talk about and important things happening this month, such as Blood Donor Month. Last year, about this time, we had someone from the blood bank, and we still hope to. I asked a little late to have someone today, and they're very busy. We know our hospitals are extremely busy, but you know, you never outgrow the need around here, you know, for blood donations, and I see it's a big problem across the country. And so think about that. You know, you just Google St. Mary's Blood Bank, and it will bring up in there. It will answer your questions, or if you have questions that you can't find the answer, call them. But really, please think about donating blood. You know, they have a lot of loyal donors who became loyal donors through the need for that service for themselves or family members, or you think about others. And It really doesn't take that much time, and so we hope to have someone still on. But January is Blood Donor Awareness Month, and usually they have some special things going on. But it's a easy way, really, for us to contribute and to help our health caregivers, those in need of blood, and they need all types, of course, and they can go over that with you as well. So just wanted to bring that up and make sure you think about that. And then, of course, all of those interesting things that come up in January. But I have to tell you, I do have a news bulletin, but our news bulletins are going to be kind of fun ones because we hear enough of the other stuff. So this morning I went and popped my phone on, and right there, there was a number of notifications, as you know, and we all get them, but the big one stuck out at me: how to bake a potato in half the time. And I thought, is everybody getting this one? It's from Yahoo had it on there. But so I go, I have to see what they say. And of course, potatoes are dense, and really, I'm kind of talking about potatoes. So next month is National Potato Lovers Month, and we will pick up on that and maybe even have someone from the San Juan potato people again. But very clever. The idea is that because potatoes are dense, and we know that, and certain kinds do take longer to bake, and you want that nice fluffy inner part of the potato as well as the outer layers. And when you get right down to it, it was cutting the potato in half. I gave Fred a quiz. Fred's my husband. You guys, if you're just tuning in, but I use him as a tester a lot, and I test him on not only food, but food questions as well. So when I told him, he looked at me and he says, well, I'd say you just cut the potato in half. And he goes, we've done that, haven't we? And I go, yes. But, you know, just bringing up the subject of a news break like that, you might want to try them. And you probably do it anyway. What am I doing? I'm not breaking a news to a lot of you, but we split it lengthwise, except for some of those Yukon or those gold potatoes. They're pretty round. And just oil them a little bit on one side, or oil the pan that you're going to bake them in, and put them face down on that cut side. It'll get kind of crisp and brown, a little brown. It looks so good, and it's nice and soft inside. We like to roast them or bake them at about 400 degrees. And if you want that crispy, crispy skin, you can, brush a little oil on them as well. And if you want to be kind of even a little fancy, or like some of the restaurants do, you can sprinkle a little sea salt on top and bake them. So easy to do. And at about 400 degrees, they'll be done in like 20, 25 minutes. You'll have to test them. Of course, it depends upon your stove and all, or your oven. And I fix those I guess you call it the counter oven now, known as the toaster oven. At the size of some of those ovens, you go, can they toast a whole loaf of bread slices in one of those? But it's handy. I use that toaster oven or that counter oven all the time. And after cleaning my oven, after my big oven, after Thanksgiving and Christmas, I really do appreciate that countertop oven. But anyway, that was my breaking news, and they took, when you read this, have you ever noticed how, oh my goodness, they go through so many steps and paragraphs to basically tell you that. And of course, with sweet potatoes, it will work as well. Yes, it definitely will. And, most of us now eat the skin on the potatoes. And you can do that with the sweet potatoes as well if you want to. But there you go. Easy to do. You could even rub a little garlic on it. Now, speaking of garlic, I also saw this. Oh, of course, what do we don't see anymore on our phones, right? Garlic. And it's hit that. There's a video on the internet about, peeling garlic. Do you put it in the roller? You get that roller and put the clothes down and roll them in, and that takes the skin off. It is sticky, that skin. Did you notice on garlic? And Mark, when he runs in here, he looks like, no, did she intend to start talking about garlic too? But I have to keep you up to date on what I've been seeing. Suggesting that you put the whole bunch of garlic or cloves in the microwave and zap them for a few seconds. And this said 20 seconds, and I had one bunch of garlic that I must say needed to be used anyway, but I tore off the cloves and threw them in there. 20 seconds was too long, but I tell you what, they peel like a dream. And you want to adjust that time on your microwave, and depending upon, what high on your microwave is, and experiment a little bit, but very easy. And I have tried all different kinds of things because I don't like to buy garlic in the jar. I'd rather take fresh garlic and, hit it with the side of my knife and crush it and then pull it apart. Or I tried putting cloves in a jar. I saw And I'm getting the signal that we need to take a break, so we'll be right back. And I will tell you that story. Then I'll get on with everything else. That's food for thought.
If you're looking for an inside project this winter, I have a great way to improve the appearance of any room. I'm Danny Lippert with Tip for Today's Homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about scraping a textured popcorn ceiling right after this.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lippert and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Textured or popcorn ceilings were popular in homes in the latter part of the last century. Until 1977, many of them contained asbestos. If your home is older than that, you may need to have it tested before you start working on your ceiling. The key to success with popcorn ceiling removal is cover-up, because it's a messy process. Start by spraying the ceiling with hot water and a little fabric softener to keep it from evaporating too fast. Once the ceiling is down, but not saturated, you can begin scraping. There are specialized tools for this, but the easiest one to use is a 6-inch drywall knife. If you feel ambitious, sand down the corners of the blade to prevent gouging the drywall paper. Before you paint, make sure the ceiling is dry and free of debris. I'm Danny Lippert with Tip for Today's Homeowner. Do you ever find yourself with a mess you just don't know how to clean up? I'm Danny Lippert with Tips for Today's Homeowner. After the break, I'll tell you about a solution that's probably already in your house right after this.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lippert and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Often there are household messes for which you just don't have the right cleaner. Say the kids draw on the wall with crayons, or there's stubborn glue residue left behind from the sticker on something you just bought. The next time you're faced with these problems, try using some WD-40. You know, the blue and yellow can you keep in the garage to silence squeaks and loosen rusty bolts. WD stands for water displacement because the formula was originally designed as a rust preventative and degreaser, so it's actually a very good mild solvent. Besides those other chores, it's safe to use for removing the grease from your hands when you change the oil in your car or to remove the bugs and tar from your bumper before having a car wash. I'm Danny Lippert with Tip for Today's Homeowner.
Prediction. Our prediction, Hillary Clinton. You will need the Glenn Beck program.
Is going to try to run.
Weekday mornings at 7.
Again.
On 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back, 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM. We're podcasting. Yes, you guys, if you're just joining the program, I broke some news. There was breaking news in the food world this morning on how to cut the time for a baked potato. Basically, it gets down to cutting the potato in half and roasting, baking it at a high temperature. So now you know. Now you know. We did discuss it a little more at length, and we talked about a little bit about garlic. You could have some garlic oil or put some garlic in the oil when you rub the cut side of the potato and put it down, cut side down for it to get a little crispy and crunchy. And then that brought me to other breaking news about garlic. And I love garlic. Just ask my family. But I want to use the fresh garlic all the time. I'm always going to try and steal some garlic from, or I have Mona perhaps share a bunch of garlic or two, because I know she grows it all the time and is always talking about when she puts it in. But this is one that it was on the internet, and which is on my phone, of course, as well, and how to easily peel garlic. And you know, there's you can buy all kinds of gadgets for that. And I even tried, and I left you with this teaser, but I had seen where you could put, separate the clothes, of course, and then put them in a jar, and then with a tight lid, and then shake the heck out of that jar, and you will see parts of the garlic, the outer leaves falling off. And one time I did it, and I don't know if I had my shaken right or what, because it really seemed to work good. Because I put them in, or the jar. This was a glass jar, and then I tried it in a, you know, a little plastic cup with a lid and tried that. And needless to say, though, I have not been doing that a lot. Now, I did end up that one day shaking it and getting a little jar of garlic cloves cleaned. But this one is by using your microwave and to put the cloves in or the bunch in and microwave it. Now, I took the cloves apart and I only had one bunch left. So when I get groceries, I'm going to pick up some more because I always have garlic, fresh garlic at the home. But and I'll try the whole head. But a lot of times you don't want the whole head. But I suppose you could just clean it and put the rest of them in a little jar and in the refrigerator. But don't put it where you won't see it and just let it sit there for days and maybe weeks. I don't know. So, but what they did was you just throw it in the microwave and they said set it for 20 seconds. Well, I did that and I know this garlic may have not been the freshest, so that could come into play as well. But, oh, it was easy to peel. I mean, I got those cloves. It was almost laying there, the skin. However, it was at the point of softness where I would need to use it right away. And so I have to experiment with that a little bit more, and so will you, and depending upon the microwave you have and the power it has. But it sure did work easy. I'm hoping it works as easy when you cut down. I did cut down, I think it was to 10 seconds, and it really seemed to still be too much for this garlic. But hey, give it a try and see what you think, because I am one that I don't like to buy the jarred garlic. I mean, it's not horrible or anything like that, and it's fresh, but it's treated. But I just like the freshness. You know, Fred gives me a bad time sometimes about this, because once chicken is cooked or meat is cooked, I like it the next day cold. But I'm not necessarily into reheating the meat. And that's, you know what? We're all born, I guess, with some of these weird tastes. And that's okay. That's okay. We don't have to all be the same. But and I have this thing about garlic. And then if he was here, he'd say, she has a thing about pineapple, too. Candied pineapple, that kind of stuff. She has a thing about lemons. But I can tell you that those lemon candy coated almonds that Mark, we've talked about, Mark, you know, has discovered those, I think, years ago, that are so good. So there are exceptions to the rule, but they have a real lemon taste, so they probably used real lemon. And sometimes I think when we're talking about flavoring and flavors and all that, we just got through, you know, the pumpkin spiced everything. And I love pumpkin. You all, if you've listened to this program for forever, you know that I love, love, love pumpkin. Not necessarily all the pumpkin spice flavored things. There's not pumpkin in a lot of those things. It's just, and that goes along with some of this other. I go out and I still pull thyme, break it off. It's a little frozen in the pots right now, but I pull off the needles and use those in my cooking. I mean, that's rosemary and thyme. That rosemary has the needles, yes, and then thyme also. I have trouble getting it to come back real good. They're supposed to be, you know, perennials, but get coming back in full force, or it takes so long in the spring that I end up going and buying the plants anyway. But and I did not dry the basil like I had intended to, and I missed that. But it's about this time of year, after the holidays, and you're thinking about tomatoes and going out to your favorite herbs and spices you have growing outside. And I know this is a big time for going through seed catalogs. I have some friends, some people that I know are going through those catalogs right now as we speak. And Fred's dreaming about how to change this or that so we can get more garden space. You know, it's always location, location. We hear that all the time. Well, location of where you have the garden. And Mona had mentioned how much snow they got, and I think she lives on the Redlands, and when those big snows we had, my gosh, I couldn't get over. And Fruta had a lot of snow where we live. We got about 3.5 inches, maybe 4, but just here within the valley, it can vary, and that happens also with growing in the garden. This isn't garden talk, but I love to talk garden, don't you? and where we have sun is what makes the garden grow, right? And so we keep trying, and Fred keeps thinking, well, maybe I'll cut back on some of these flowers to give a little more space. So those are our January dreams. I think probably this should be a national seed catalog month. Because and boy, they hit the mail too, and even those shopping channels will be selling pretty soon plants and trees and all kinds of things. So everybody's dreaming, and I didn't get to catch Mona on her way out because I wanted to tell her about the Christmas cactus that we have that is blooming now and is so beautiful. Started with, and probably defies a lot of things that she advised. It's one of those, like, how did this happen? A neighbor of ours had a huge Christmas cactus, and the stand in which she had the big pot broke in the middle of the night. She thought she was being attacked. It made such a huge noise. And so we helped her repot, you know, and a lot of them broke off, and she said we could break some more off, and she was trying to reduce the size. And so I took some. I wish now, like looking back at it, I would have taken more of the broken leaves. And I put some in water, and I did have the roots come, but I was waiting for them to have more roots. Then I forgot about them, and of course... what happened to the roots? Well, Fred had talked to somebody who said, just stick those in soil. So he took these that had been, you know, broken off, I don't know how long, probably weeks. And you look at them and they're still green. So he stuck them in a pot that we had a plant in, and it was out in the garage. And he stuck those in the soil and watered them. And they grew. And I started noticing, because it was on a shelf in the garage by a window, which I'm sure has helped. And I looked at that, you know, it was just getting closer, like in November. And I go, you know what, your cactus looks pretty good. And I still didn't bring it in until I noticed, like towards the end of November, there were buds on them. And so I brought them in. And this is after... we put all the Christmas stuff, almost all the Christmas stuff away. And now this, and I will say it's not loaded with blossoms right now, but it's looking really good. I'll have to post a picture. And it had like 12 buds, and they're blooming, and it's just, it's beautiful. And I, you know, there's one thing though that Mona had said one time about having Christmas cactus in the dark. Well, in the garage, you don't have the light on in the garage all night. And so it's pretty dark all night. And that probably actually helped to force it. But, hey, if you want, I can tell you that, yes, you can stick those leaves in the soil and they will grow. I don't, maybe Fred will have to do it for you out in the garage. We got to take another break. That's when Mark came in to tell me. So stick with us. Lots more food for thought coming down the pike.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Kevin Lamar for Western Slope Toyota, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall. Shop us online at westernslopeauto.com.
Put the finishing touches on your new home with custom window coverings from Ambassador Blind and Shutter. Hi, this is Patty. Did you know new state-of-the-art automated blinds can be programmed to open and close when you want? Ambassador Blind and Shutter will help you explore different styles, fabrics, colors, and operating systems to dress up your new home. Visit AmbassadorBlindAndShutter.com.
Ambassador Blind and Shutter, see the world.
People know that there's a shortage of inventory. If they put their house on the market, it will most likely sell fairly quickly. The concern that holds them back is whether or not they can replace that property. That's the part of the equation that I help people work through, is creating that vision and finding that property that will work and fit their needs and still be within their budget. This is Mandy Rush with RE/MAX 4000.
Give me a call, 260-1310.
Is your asphalt gray, faded, old? Hi, I'm Josh with Valley Pavement. Seal Coat's the perfect service to bring that asphalt back to life and protect your investment. Give us a call today at 434-3099 or visit us online at valleypavement.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny for Saturday, Grand Junction, 39, Montrose, 38. Mostly clear Saturday night, 17. Sunny on Sunday, 41. 41 again Monday.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Greg Gadsden, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans and their families get the benefits they've earned.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Priceless advice. If you hate your job, that will always pay off.
You should change jobs.
The Ramsey Show. Saturday mornings at 8 on 1100 KNCZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back, and we are in the middle of hot tea, oatmeal, slow cookies, a soup, baking, and fat-free living month. And I see on the list, which is very interesting, that it's National Fat-Free Living Month, and it's Fat-Free Living Month. So does that mean it's local and national, or... Oh, yes. You know how we have fun talking about those. But, yeah, it is a good month for most of those. And perhaps the baking should be more healthy whole grain breads and things like that. Speaking of it, today is National Bagel Day. Yes, it is. And Strawberry Ice Cream Day. I mean, strawberry ice cream's good any time. But today is National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, and it's also National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day. And ironically, I made some, I was going to talk citrus for a while, but the Cara Cara and the Moro, which are varieties of, sometimes the Moro is called like a blood orange. It's very close, those, but the Moro is a deeper, and the oranges have some more red color to them, but they're a part of the navel orange family. So good this year. Ah, citrus is good this year. But when that happens, then I tend to get carried away. I want to make sure I have plenty on hand. And you know, if you're thirsty and you're hungry, you take one of those oranges, and, oh, so good, so good. And, you know, slice them and then cut them in half and sometimes in quarters. And you can do them thin or thick sliced. And they're easy to eat. You're not peeling them. You just eat them right off the rind there. It's so good, so good. But so good in a lot of recipes as well. And getting back to the juice, because, you know, orange juice, fruit juices have more sugar in, of course. And if you go for the low pulp when you buy it or no pulp, you're missing out on a lot. And so I looked at those and I thought, I got to use those up pretty soon. I don't want them to start drying out, which, believe it or not, I have been known to dry an orange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hard as rock. And so I got my little $15 juicer, electric juicer out, which is just like a regular juicer, only it's electric and it goes around itself. But you have to hold on the half of orange. I did that, and then I scraped what was left from juicing out of the halves and threw that in. So we got 100% pulp, hopefully, and put it in a little blender to make smoothies and stuff like that. And it just ripped up those fibrous pieces so good. And I had a mixture of regular navel and of the Caracara. The color is very attractive. And we always call it, we have to do this a couple times during the citrus season. We call it our citrus cocktail. We don't put anything else in it, but we savor the flavor. And we drink it right away. And you know, if you put orange juice like in an open container, the vitamin C will dissipate, so you'll be losing that. But thinking about citrus, oranges, and that oranges, what color are they? We say oranges, orange, and then those other varieties, really deep, almost red or strawberry looking anyway, on the inside. And that means carotene. So yes, you can think of citrus also as providing some carotene, and those deeper colored ones have more. So enjoy fresh juice once in a while, but remember, you know, juice is concentrated because you take all those oranges, and so it is concentrated more in sugar. And but if you get the pulp in there, add that and then blend it up. So good. Speaking of blending up, and I know I'm diverting from the citrus that I'm talking about and love, but looked in the fridge. I had some fresh spinach that needed to be used up, and some pecans, half a bag in there from Christmas, and then I bought from the Altrusa gals. And last summer, when you get a phobia about having enough of something, it used to be tomato paste and tomato sauce. I always had plenty of cans in there. And so then I was thinking that I needed to have, you know, like not only the plenty of oranges, but having plenty of nuts and spinach. And I thought, I really need tomato and blueberries. That's where I was going. That's where I was going with that. I finally thought of where I was really growing. And when the blueberries would be on sale and they freeze so easy and they don't get freezer burn, you just throw the container, that plastic container, in the freezer and freeze those blueberries. And then, you know, wash them when you pull them out to use. Well, I have a ton of those. So I threw those in and blended that mixture up. I didn't add any other banana or anything for added sweetener, but there is a little natural sweetness almost in pecans if you think about it. And blended that up, and it was really delicious. Now the color may not be too appealing, but anyway, you could put some citrus in there too. This is a great time to use that. So getting back to the citrus, also, if, you know, the zest is so good and adds such a flavor, and the lemons and the limes, a squeeze of lemon or lime into all kinds of dishes, including soups, and it's National Soup Month. A little splash of lemon a lot of times will lighten, will just bring a light, delicious taste to it. Actually, just a little bit of vinegar will too. Not a lot, you know, you're not trying to make it a lemon soup or an acidic soup with lots of vinegar in, but a lot of times just a little bit of some of these things will actually add a lot of flavor to your soup. I like to, years ago, and I know I've told this before, but when I was in the grocery business and in my office, I would take and I would cut, slice up oranges and grapefruit, packed with vitamin C, of course. And I would then cut them in slices and then quarter them, depending upon the size. You know, if they were a clementine, of course, you could, you just eat the segments. But which clementines are out there now, and the halos are those little tangerines. And but if I would set that out by the break room coffee pot, it was amazing to see the people how fast that citrus disappeared. So I guess if you cut it up, make it easy, they will come and they will consume. And I know we like to do that. If we're going to have an orange, you just slice it in, and then there you go. And if you have a compost pile, you can throw the rind in there. But is an easy way to eat citrus. But of course, citrus is beautiful in salads right now, and those moro, the orange, the carrot have a variety. And you know what I'm thinking? I keep talking, and there's more and more varieties of citrus. I think maybe Fred and I need to do a citrus, you know, testing, like we did with the apples, which, by the way, I finally found some Cosmic Crisp. And you know what? I'm thinking, I don't know. I haven't asked the experts on this, but and I have to try a few more Cosmic Crisp apples. Good, but not the crispness. And I don't know, that could be, I don't know, you know, supply problems. Could go on weather, who knows. But I was a little disappointed. The ambrosia were tasting better. So, and you know what, it's personal taste too. Oh my gosh, you know, Fred and I can taste something the same, taste the same thing, and it can be different. And it's just like we've always said in cooking contests, you can take one recipe, you really could, and say, okay, you all have to make the same recipe, and then judges will select the best one, and guess what? There will be, all of them will have a little bit different taste. Depends upon the ingredients that you use, and so it's our, and our taste buds. Hey, aren't we glad, though, we all don't have the same taste buds? That's true, but citrus, and, you know, and the clementines, I like the clementines. I like Valencia oranges. They're great for juicing. They're very thin-skinned, and you can do those a lot. I mean, in fact, the Valencias, an interesting fact about them is that they can be deliciously sweet and ripe and taste so good. But the actual skin of the orange might regreen in warm weather, or if it's really warm in your house. When the root fruit ripens on the tree, it turns a bright color. It actually ripens on the tree. And then the warm temperatures of the season will make the skin reabsorb that chlorophyll. But we are out of time again. Are you telling me? Yes, we will. We have to take a break. We'll be back for our last segment. Oh no, where does the time go?
Satellite TV Supermarket is proud to be Grand Junction's Dish authorized retailer, providing the area with the best value, service, and technology in TV. With Dish, you'll get TV's only two-year price guarantee, 99% nationwide signal reliability, Netflix and Amazon Prime Video built into your guide, and 60,000-plus free movies and shows on demand. Call 970-243-7237 or stop by 2924 North Avenue to get Dish. Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Offer ends 4/13/22. Other restrictions apply. Netflix and Amazon Prime Video memberships required. If you want the best, forget the rest. Call STS.
Need to sell your car? Do it quick at Red Rock Auto Group. Red Rock specifically has a dedicated team of seven that do just that. Buy cars. They'll get you paid or the loan paid off within 24 hours or less, often within the same day. That's their job, and they'll truly give you more than book value. Don't go through the hassle of selling your car yourself. A quick turnaround that gets you paid. That's the Red Rock way at Red Rock Kia, Red Rock Hyundai, and Red Rock Nissan.
This is Dr. Malavi with the Advanced Heart and Vein Center. If you're having any concerns about heart disease or you'd like to see consultation for preventive care, if there is family history of high cholesterol or high blood pressure, we would like to sit down and talk to you. Based on that, we would recommend different kinds of either treatment or lifestyle modifications. You don't have to wait to have an issue or get sick to come and see us.
Advanced Heart and Vein Center. Compassionate, high-quality cardiovascular care. 970-666-6070.
The Bullfrog Spas Factory Flash Sale event is here, starting December 15, 2021. Watermark Spas and Pools is hosting a very special month-long hot tub event where you can get our best pricing of the year and a free spa accessory package with the purchase of any Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are the most energy-efficient, low-maintenance hot tubs in the world. The Factory Flash Sale is happening at Watermark Spas and Pools at 2494 West Mesa Court, only through January 31st, 2022, so don't miss out. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
I may not be the world's greatest mom, but I raise some good kids. How do I know? When they come to visit, they bring me something delicious from Home Style Bakery. Bill always shows up with a cake. Carrot is my favorite. I can count on Sue for a dozen donuts, and Alex is my pie guy. They know that a stop at Home Style helps to make any get-together more special. Yes, I love their company, but I really love those tasty treats from Home Style Bakery.
Homestyle Bakery, when only the best will do. Just south of North Avenue on 7th.
TNT HVAC. Heating, air, and refrigeration. Veteran owned. Veteran operated. A cool way to keep you hot. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. He's top dog, but our owner, he knows a bit too.
You're so right. Furnace maintenance is important. We do a full system inspection, including a carbon monoxide test. What? Of course we're open on Thursdays.
Getting my attention starts with one simple word. Hey.
Hey, Alexa. Play 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back for our last segment. Here at 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM. I cannot believe it. Actually, when you think of January, it is a delicious month. You know, a lot of people are going, what, January? But when you talk about, you know, slow cooking, making soup stock and making soup and oatmeal, which those complex carbohydrates take longer to break down and give you more energy than perhaps grabbing a sweet roll in the morning and hot tea. We've been hearing so many good things about tea. And I've been hitting the mint tea lately. And in the morning, if mid-morning, after I've had coffee, of course, for breakfast. Yes, I did. A black tea with a little cream is kind of a nice treat. But when you start thinking of all of the foods, and we're talking about citrus, I kick off National Citrus Season in January, as opposed to some who say February is. I do know it's National Grapefruit, I think, this month. But we've been talking about citrus, and then that leads to something else. And, I mean, we just keep going. But all good things and all good things to talk about, really, every month. But in January, we like to hit on some of the national food months, and then some of the things like National Donor Month, please consider donating blood. There is the need. There always is a need, and we've been hearing a lot about it on the news, and so, you know, they will accommodate you, and they have all kinds of appointments, so think, and hopefully we'll have someone for a little time next Saturday. One more thing about, you know, we're talking about citrus, by the way, and halos and those little clementines, you know, they're actually like mandarins, little mandarins, and clementines are available, you know, from November to January, and you've seen them in little bags, and then the halos are available for a little bit longer. Halos are only grown in the U.S. in California. They're in nice, rich, fertile soil and lots of sunlight. And yeah, those are good too. And those are so easy to peel. So go ahead and peel those and incorporate citrus in on sandwiches. Absolutely on sandwiches and salads and seafood salads and chicken salad and just, you know, cut up a variety and serve it as a dessert. I could tell you that next month is National Chocolate Month, of course, Valentine's, da-da, but a little dark chocolate to dip for a dessert, those Caras or Navels, or we could go on, just pat them a little bit dry and then dip them in dark chocolate. That's my favorite. I don't know if I acquired the taste or how that came about, but you could do, but real chocolate is dark chocolate. And if you're into health, if it has 60% of that cacao bean, then you know it's a good dark chocolate. But just a couple ideas. And actually the ones that are in the red or the strawberry colored or the little bit darker even have a little more vitamin C and beta carotene. And calories, have we even mentioned calories in citrus? Oh, really? Less than a cookie? And look what you get and the satisfaction. And instead of when you're kind of thirsty and you don't want, and you've had water, but you could drink some more water, but you're kind of hungry too. I mean, I tell you, apples and oranges. There you go. Because the apples are really good right now as well. So, oh, hey, I'm seeing, you know, a fruit platter. And doesn't always have to have anything added to it. Just slice them up and get them out there. And when you're sitting around and chatting with family and friends, it's amazing how that citrus will disappear. So think about that. Big month here. But I did come across something in my files. And yes, I still go through my files, not only in my computer, but my files in my file cabinet. And, you know, being in the grocery business and food business, I had a file on every single vegetable and fruit in the world. I've combined them now. But a lot of the advice is still the same, you know, still the same. But I also came across a fun thing. And it is, it's some of this crazy information that you come across. And, you know, we all say, that. And so it's like, why do people say that? And did people always say that or do that? You know, there you go. They are actually called speech disfluencies. And they say we use them while we're putting thoughts together before we speak. And we know that's true. And it's assumed that people have always done this throughout human history in all languages. But guess what? There was a researcher who looked this up and started studying this and could find no mention of people using or those kinds of expressions. It seems like the first discussion of these kinds of sayings or delay tactics appeared in the early 20th century. It seems to coincide, get this, with radio after the 20s when radio really began to be popular. And then, of course, other forms of, like TV, of course, and that became widespread. It's the assumption that because the invention of the phonograph and radio, people could actually hear what they sounded like when they spoke. And that's when people really started hearing the ums and ahs. And here's another little bit to add to that. The first recorded was made by, of course, Thomas Edison in 1888. Now, can we prove that? Can you prove that? Probably not. But interesting, right? And this came from Michael Arad. He's author of Slips, Stumbles, and Verbal Blunders, and what they mean. Might be kind of interesting. You know what, guys? We are out of time. I can't believe it. We'll be back here next Saturday with more, a lot more food for thought. Think about being a blood donor. Beautiful days, really. The sun's out. Get out and take a walk. Be careful where you walk because some areas are icier than others. And get a pot of soup going so you can walk in and have a good cup of soup. Have a good weekend.